Neighbors aligned with neighbors, all from various backgrounds, united to bolster the common good. This depiction of a fully supportive community is precisely the formula that has resulted in Burnaby Hospital Foundation's most successful fundraising campaign in the organization's history. The numbers tell a success story that surprised even the foundation's strongest supporters. More than $30 million raised over 3 years by more than 13,000 donations in its Proud History, Bright Future campaign. The campaign supports the transformative redevelopment of Burnaby Hospital from a community hospital to a modern campus of care. We are incredibly proud of our community and their willingness to recognize the importance of advancing health care, says Burnaby Hospital Foundation Board Chair Stephen McCohen. Their donations show that our community really stands behind what we do. A connected community, these efforts wouldn't have been possible without the unwavering support from all corners of the Greater Vancouver region, from generous donations inspired by leadership gifts from the Beattie family, Jim Pattison, KTL Transport Inc., Peterson, Alexander College, Ken Shinazaki and William McCarthy and family. Adding to the effort, the Chinese Ambassador Society, consisting of passionate and motivated community members, has helped raise $4.5 million to date. Donations truly came from a diverse population, with contributions from individuals, business leaders, community groups and local companies, all showcasing the very best in the community. This unprecedented collective effort, during a pandemic, no less, is cause for celebration. One of the things that I think is a silver lining to the general cloud of COVID is that it really demonstrates to folks in Canada the necessity of supporting our hospitals, because hospitals are where we turn to in calamities, McCohen says. Burnaby Hospital's reach cannot be overstated, providing compassionate medical care for an area spanning East Vancouver, all across Burnaby and to the edges of New Westminster. This hospital is where you and your loved ones go whenever the need arises. Shaping a Bright Future, Christy James and Stephen McCohen. Photo via Twin Lens Photography. While Phase 1 is nearing completion, another critical stretch of fundraising approaches. Phase 2 will require a significant investment from the community, which will help bring additional medical services to the hospital. Housed in a 12-story acute care tower are upgrades to the intensive care unit and expansion of the hospital's medical imaging capabilities, both areas demanding an extensive list of necessary equipment. This phase also includes new inpatient oncology and cardiac telemetry units, 160 private rooms, and will be home to the first cancer center in the city. This vital push for support begins now. We have already seen an outpouring of support from the community following the announcement of this next phase, says Christy James, Burnaby Hospital Foundation President and CEO. We're excited to share exciting news about a few large gifts this fall, with hopes that this will inspire the community to follow suit. It has been my privilege to work alongside Christy and the talented team at the foundation as they build upon their past successes as they move into this next phase of their redevelopment campaign, shares McCohen. With construction now peaking over the treetops, Burnaby Hospital will soon be joining the ranks of the largest healthcare facilities in the region. The future truly looks bright, with the promising support of a benevolent community at its back. To learn more about the Bright Future Redevelopment Campaign and how you can contribute, visit bhfoundation.ca/brightfuture.